That's a jam. Okay, what am I looking for here? Steve Bozell. Tuesday. Pre-show. Me show. You show? Me show. You showed, I showed. Cool. Here we are.
Say down with my day one niggas. No new friend. No new friend.
I'm not so sure I like the 1-2. Maybe there. Because I'm not so sure I like the gate that was on this motherfucker yesterday. I'm watching the baseball classic. That might be something to bring up on the... I got Steve Bozell, who's afraid of the Floating Heads commercial. R.C. Collins on why are there so many black players on the Netherlands team? Hear that? I don't know. I'm hearing some of them artifacts. I'm hearing some of them artifact type things.
No new friends. No.
Floating Heads. Here it is, this one here. Honda fuel cell. Is that what it is?
Is that what it is? It's. I think it is. I don't know. Let me see.
So fucking weird.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Look at the day. He's in a different way. Your eyes. Better than before. Think about times to come. Instead of things you've done. It'll soon be here. It'll soon be here. It'll soon be here. Don't stop thinking about.
Look at that one kid in the middle.
The
bugs me.
Is pure water.
Hold on. Stop. Pause it. Go back to this one kid. Right there. This one kid with the very... Right there.
Powered by hydrogen molecules.
Get out of here.
And the only emission is pure water. The all-new Honda Clarity fuel cell vehicle. Available today.
The kid's floating toward the camera. I'll show you. Right there, that one there.
Powered by hydrogen molecules. And the only emission is...
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like fucked the way we manipulate kids, isn't it? We just take kids and we just have them do shit. And they think they're cool. And we just like go, look what I made this one kid do. You know? Meanwhile, here is the... This is Puerto Rico against Netherlands. We're in the, what inning are we in? We're in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2 Puerto Rico. And I just thought it was interesting. I know that there is the Dutch Antilles, which is in the Caribbean. And quite obviously, they may be drawing much of their talent from there. Because this is a Netherlands team that is primarily African, either African Caribbean, African Dutch, or they're American African, you know, because, you know, you can qualify for these fucking teams. You'd be surprised. Like, you can qualify for the Canadian team. I would be able to play on the Canadian team if I was any kind of a baseball player because my parents were born there. If your parents were born in Canada, you can be on the Canadian baseball team. And it may be similar to some of these other ball clubs here. Like, for instance, Niederlander. Niederlander, you know. All right, so here's what I want to do, man. I want to make sure that I've got this piece of shit ready to go. There it is. Okay. So that sucker is going to be ready to rock this bitch. Rip this joint. I mean, I don't know. Am I right? I think this is, their insignia is NL. I know Ned is like Netherlands, which is, ain't that Dutch? I know it's Netherlands because I ain't that Dutch. Oh, this is Dodger Stadium. Well, no shit. Wait a minute, man. Huh. See, Netherlands. Sure as shit. Interesting. You know, it just shows you, man, the world is, everybody's everywhere now. Everybody lives everywhere. This bullshit. Never mind. All right. We'll keep an eye on that. Not. Well, maybe. I don't know. When's the U.S. playing? When are we going to lose? I'm joking. Javier Baez, 2016 World Series champ of the Cubs. Oh, this is a former Cubster. Canada was drawing guys that had already retired. I was looking at the Canada team. I'm not knocking Canada, please. But they did have some of their better players that had played up until 2013, 2014 and retired. Oh, base hit. So who are these cats of the Netherlands? This dude's hair. What do you got, a twist off for your fucking head? Wind up the pitch, swung on. Little pop, lazy pop fly out of the shallow center field. Batty cat back to play. All right. I don't know about you. Are you glad summer is upon it? Man, I am so fucking happy this bitch of a fucking winter. This is the worst goddamn winter in many a year. And I'm not even talking about the weather. The weather, I could give a shit. I can deal with weather. It's just all the other shit that went on in my fucking life. My fucked up life. Starring Phil Hendry. My fucked up life starring Phil Hendry. RC, what do you think of that, RC?
Well, I think that's something. I mean, there's an awful lot of black players on the Netherlands team, and I think it's very curious. I'm not sure whether, I mean, what's that about, you know?
R.C. Collins, alt-right, the alt-right report with R.C. Collins. Who's this dude that's the manager of the fucking Netherlands? Look at this cat. The only white guys on this team are the fucking coaches. Shoop. The dude's got a Dutch name. So I'm thinking that, A, I don't know much about the country of the Netherlands, the kingdom of the Netherlands, or B, they may be from a Netherlands possession or territory somewhere in the part of the world where there are a lot of black or Hispanic players. Like the, see this dude, Georgians. All right, we got the floating kid head. Look at that. What was I looking for, man? Alt-right report. Deutschland. Where's RC? Don't stop thinking about your mama. Don't. Espada. Third base coach. Puerto Rico. Badass boys. Badass. Puerto Rico. How many out? Nobody out. Two on. Fucking with him, man. He's fucking with him. All right, what are we doing? Audio. Ding. Oh, he's fucking safe as shit. What are you trying to do? Jam the ball up the guy's ass? Jesus. I look very personal. Lays down the bunt right in front of the bag. Oh, he's safe. Oh, he got him. Forced him? Yeah, it was a force. I'm sorry. Force out. Did he slide or did he not? I don't. Molana. I don't think I saw the guy slide, but then I'm not really watching. Who's here? He did. He looked like he was fucking safe to me, but that's why I'm not an umpire. Oh, just bang, bang. Fuck. Bang, bang, man. Well, there's an argument. Bogarts. I have got to find out where these cats are from, the Netherlands team. Ooh, that was close. Yeah, that's very fucking close. But I'll give it to the ump. I think he was boom, boom. I mean, that was that fucking fast. He got into position. Well, Puerto Rico doesn't really press their case. And back to the dugout goes the manager, Bob Clappendaddle. Or Clappadaddle, I don't know what his name is, folks. I'm making up these names. So they're not pressing their case. And what Maria went and saw Vin Scully speak at the Civic Arts Plaza, Distinguished Speaker Series. Is that where she saw him? No, I can't remember. I think it was. In Thousand Oaks, night before last. Either night before last or last night, I forget which. She said it was great. She really enjoyed it. He told a lot of stories. He talked about... I'll mention this on the air, but he talked about home runs, famous home runs that he's called, famous World Series that he was in. He was talking about a squeeze play that he actually, a couple squeeze plays that he called. I actually was at Dodger Stadium for a squeeze play in a game the Dodgers wound up winning. It was the 83 season. And it was the 83 season. And we had seats behind home plate, but we were up high. And the Dodgers, what's with this fucking weird looking hair these Puerto Ricans have got? Who wants to find out why the call was made the way it was made? I don't know. Anyway, I remember Pedro Guerrero laying down a squeeze bunt that worked, and the Dodgers wound up winning a game that they were down by 4 runs in, and by the time they won the game in the ninth inning, the fucking stadium was empty. I mean, it was goddamn empty. And we hung around. We hung around. I was there with my girlfriend at the time, and Rochelle was her name. In fact, I just was talking to her on Facebook. Jesus. All right, man. Explosion. Explosion. No, man. 200. What a stupid thing to do. Put the gate on that. Put the gate on that. Do not put the fucking gate on the music. Do not have the gate. What is this, man? Get that shit out of there. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. This is so fucked up. Jeez. The board was kind of jacked up. La, 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 la. La. Testy, 1, 2, 3. Testy, 1, 2, 3. Testicles. Oh, I know. I want to look for this Netherlands shit. What would I look for? Netherlands national baseball team. Probably just put down, why are there so many? Where are they from? Where are the, okay. So, wait a minute, man. Netherlands national baseball team. You can read along with me here. I'll get this. is the national baseball team the Kingdom of Netherlands, representing the country and international. They are currently ranked as the best team in the European Union, and the team is also ranked 9th in the IBAF. Netherlands participated in the Summer Olympics in 96, 2000, 2004, 2008. The team has also participated in both of the other major international baseball tournaments recognized by the International Baseball Federation, the World Baseball Classic and the World Baseball Cup. In 2011, the team won the World Cup after beating 25-time champion Cuba in the finals. Wow. The team is controlled by the Koninklijke Nederlandse Baseball and Softball Bond, which is represented by the Confederation of European Baseball. The team is made up primarily of players from the Netherlands in Europe and from Dutch territories and islands in the Caribbean that are part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. I knew it, such as Aruba and Curaçao, or Curaçao, which is part of the Netherlands, Antilles, which have since been dissolved. Oh, no shit. I was in the Dutch Antilles. I was in the Dutch Antilles and the French Antilles. They're part of the same island. When you get off the ship, and one of the reasons why everybody goes to the Dutch Antilles is they want to go and get fucking diamonds or jewels or some shit. I don't know. There's a little main drag. So we had the bright idea. Why do we want to hang around here? There's too many people. Let's drive over to the French Antilles. And we did. Boring. Nothing against the... This is not a knock on the French folks, but compared to the Dutch Antilles, fucking boring as shit. We went to a restaurant. We had some lunch. We walked around. It was dull as fuck. Maybe it's because there just wasn't anybody around. I don't know what it was, but... So there you go. I figured as much. Where baseball is extremely popular, yes. Some foreigners of Dutch descent have also been members of the team. While baseball only maintains a niche following throughout Europe, the Netherlands, along with Italy, are the two European countries where the sport's popularity is the strongest. Their first appearance in the European Championship was in 1956. They were first 22 times in the European Championship. International Cup, 1983, second 2 times. World Cup, 17 appearances since 1970, first in 2011. Olympic Games, 4 appearances, fifth 2 times, most recent in 2000. And the World Baseball Classic, 4, fourth, 1 time, 2013. I wonder how they're doing this year. And there you go.
I thought as much, but I
The name of their manager is Hensley Moulins. Dig it. I mean, do they have a league, a country, like a league in their country? The country's so small. I guess they would, wouldn't they? Yeah, sure. How much money is in Dutch baseball? I don't mean to knock it, you know. In other words, I'm not trying to laugh at how much money is in Dutch baseball? No. That'll be RC's big question. Raymond Fuentes. Okay, what are we doing here, man? I mean, slap fight update.
Yes, Phil, this is Margaret Ray, and of course we're going to have the slap fight update. The slap fight update.
And then, nope, don't do that, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Don't do it.
Color in sky, brush and blue. Scarlet.
Do. Oh, I love. This is Donovan, isn't it?
Yes, it's Donovan. Wear your love like heaven.
What's that?
Wear your love like heaven.
That's an old hippie song.
I love this. This is Wear Your Love Like Heaven. Thank you very much for being kind.
All right, man, I'm good. I'm good as shit. I'm good as hell. I'm good. What are we looking at here, man? What?
So far in 2017.
Ah, bullshit. Where's the one that we just did?
Redlands on KFIM 640. Hello.
That was the one thing we did that one time.
Everybody knows that February is the shortest month.
Bullshit. Here it is.
No. So far in 2017.
No, that ain't it. Fuck.
I'm Rob Cisternino, the aptly named Rob Has a Podcast, where we're creating fun.
I think this is it. All our race proud and free. Look at this, man. I got a fucking audition here. Thursday with Netflix. Producer's audition. Right on, man. Thank you, Daniel. Is it pilot? Oh, it's a Netflix series called Grace and Frankie. You guys ever heard of this series? Tough guy ex-con is trying to... Well, I don't want to say, but... Episode director. Keep on plugging, man. Keep on plugging, Philly. You never know, brother. It's bitching. I got to remember to slow the fuck down in the room, too. All right. Enough of that shit. Where are we at? All our race proud and free. Wear your love like heaven. I went to see the thing that I need to see here, and it was like, here it is. This was like, print. Okay, print. There we go. All right, good. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, I didn't really take advantage of the creek, the crickets. There it is. Well, that's not really. There we go. Then R.C. Collins, who is probably at his father's place, so I think I'd put R.C. in a fucking bathtub just for kicks. Where's the goddamn bathtub, man? I just saw it. Chris Norton. I wonder why. All right. Why it says porn too? I remember we have another porn bed or not. Are you ready to rock this bitch? I am. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. X-Con. I got this ass tattoo here. I got this tattoo here, which is of Maria. Speak of the devil. But you can't see anything on my fucking. I don't have any tats. You know, I guess I ain't badass enough. I don't look badass enough. We'll see. Okay. Okay, testing 1, 2. Here we go.
No, what is the name?
Kirkus.
Right?
Hold on, man. I got to make sure I got this fucking thing. Excuse me, folks. I'm sorry. Taking too much fucking time. I know, but I got to make sure that I got this fucker. Downloads. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Where you love like heaven.
There it is.
I'm Rob Cisternino.
Yep, that's it. Testing 1, 2. Here we go.